How many of you like waffles? Okay, that's all the hands. Good. What do you like to put on waffles? Syrup? Syrup? We're not being creative now. What else? Syrup? Have you tried anything else on waffles? What? Peanut butter and jelly. Excellent. You know, what I like to do is, you know how the waffles kind of got like four pieces on it? I put something different on each of them. Syrup on one, whipped cream on another, jelly on one, and then usually chocolate sauce on the last one. It's amazing. You need to try it. Now, have any of you ever made waffles? You have. What do you have to do to make waffles? You get the batter. Yeah, but where does the batter come from? Don't say the store. Right? There's various ingredients that go into it, right? You got to have flour, you got to have sugar, eggs, oil, right? You take all these things and you start mixing them up together. And then what do you do with the batter after it's all mixed up? You've made them, you must know. Yeah, you pour it into the waffle iron, right? And then you close it, and it starts smelling so good, doesn't it? Right? And your mouth starts watering, and you know, I'm about to have something delicious to eat. Have you ever tried eating the batter, though? It's not good, no. It's weird how that is. That this, after it's cooked in that iron, it's going to be delicious and wonderful. But beforehand, it's like, eh, you wouldn't really want to eat much of that. Well, interestingly enough, the reason you're here today for First Communion, it's actually a lot like making waffles. Did you know that? Did anyone tell you this? Well, that's disappointing, because it is. We're basically making waffles today. The difference is, though, that these are a little more spiritual. That is, you have something important to do today. You're not just here to receive communion, to receive Jesus. No, you're actually here to do some work. Because what happens at this altar is that not only is Jesus sacrificed, but your lives are as well. Every good thing that you do in the world, you're meant to bring back to the church and offer it up to God, so that all the good things you do, showing love to your family, being kind to your friends, any good thing that you do, you offer back to God, where Jesus takes it up to the Father, perfects it, and gives it back to you. That is, all of you are the ingredients. And all of you are coming together. It all gets mixed together in this moment. Jesus cooks it, so to speak. He perfects it. And then he gives it back to you in its perfect form so that you can be more holy, so that you can be more like God in the world, going out and doing even more good things. So as we continue on with the Mass, I want you to sit there and think about what you've done in the past couple of weeks. Think about every time you've shown love or shown kindness or helped somebody out who was having a hard time, and imagine yourself offering that up to God in this moment so that he can perfect it and give it back to you, and that you can enjoy a true spiritual reward.